Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is truly an honor and a blessing to be here this evening once again on this ministry program, station. We do give an honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thanking Him for life, health, and strength, for seeing us through another day that wasn't promised to us. So much is going on around the world, so much chaos around and about. People not caring for one another, people doing wrong and thinking that it's all right to where they can get by with the wrong that they do. We are a world turned upside down by people that's supposed to be leaders and examples for our nation, but they're only causing a lot of chaos, a lot of problems around the world for our people. They're not really for us. It's what they can see and what they can get out for themselves, causing the world a lot of chaos and problems. But we thank God in the name of Jesus that we know in whom we serve. We serve a God that can do all things. We serve a God that has all power. His Son, Jesus Christ, He gave all power into His hands. We serve a Lord and Savior that can do anything but fail. We are in a position that we can pray for the Lord to change things around and about us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through situations in life. Problems will occur, but we know that we have God on our side. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for being on my side. Thank Him for salvation in my life that He has given me. Thank Him for the love that He continues to show. Without Him, I am nothing. Without Him, I can do nothing. We're going to go into our prayer tonight. We want to remember the sick and the needy tonight, the incarcerated. We want to remember all of our loved ones that may be still going through with the COVID and suffering from COVID. We want to thank God that He continues to bless the people to go through. We do want to pray for all of our elderly loved ones, that God will wrap His mercy hands around them and these caregivers in home care, all of these facilities, rest home or whatever it may be, that He will place people in them that care for the people the way that they're supposed to be cared for. That they will realize that one day, if they live long enough, they could be in the same situation. So you want to do the best that you can to support and help someone, to encourage someone, to show love to someone that's in that position. We never know what we're going to face in this old world today. So we continue to pray for one another, pray for all of our ministry leaders. We pray for God to bless them, to give the word to them just the way that it should be. We know that He's able to see us through all of our situations if we continue to be obedient and honor His commandments. Because God is love. He lets us know in His word We want to continue to remember the world leaders. They are so messed up and confused in life that they let wrong be right and they let right be wrong. They don't care about the people. They're in a position to run the nation, but they don't know how to run the nation without chaos. They have a lot of confusion in their lives. They don't know how to come together to work together. So how can you lead when you don't have that love for one another and you want to call yourself split down the middle? You got the far left and the far right. Which is right, which is wrong? All of it's wrong, because you should be able to come together as one, compromise, be able to run this nation, to be able to do what thus saith the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit be in lead. Put God first. And every one of them get down on their knees and pray to the Lord with a sincere heart and ask him, what do they need to come together on to lead the nation, to make it better, to treat the people more respectful? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord, knowing that you are the only source for everything, dear God. We thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we know that everything else is a resource, but you are the main source of our living, our life, the things that we look to in Jesus to see us through. So many situations and problems occur in our lives, Lord, day in and day out. Our families, Lord, we go through having problems with one another. We can't come together with one another like we used to, dear God, and sit at the table and have dinner together to show respect for one another, dear God. But, Lord, we ask you to bless each and every prayer request, each and every person that may be going through right now. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless our loved ones that are losing jobs, Lord, over these situations of man's machines taking over the jobs that the people have. People being laid off because they're not needed no more. We ask that you open up a door for them, Lord, to be able to find work, to continue working. We ask that you bless our police force, dear God. Even though we know that there's bad ones in the bush, your Lord, but Lord, we have good ones too that's willing to take a stand, dear God, and do their job wholeheartedly. And Lord, that's with anything that we do. We have confusion in everything, but Lord, you have your true people that's looking up to you, being led by the Holy Spirit, not being led by self. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless us, Lord, that we don't get caught up in the self, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you loved us so much, dear God, that you gave your only begotten Son, that we may have that opportunity to live again. And, Lord, it's up to us to accept him into our lives. Repent. And know, dear God, that he is the true Son of God and what he has done for us to have salvation is so special and perfect to help us to live this life. Now, Lord, we give you honor each and every prayer request that's been requested. We ask you to bless each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to help us as we go forth. And open up our eyes to understand, dear God, that you are still in charge. No matter what the people think or what the people may do, people that think they're above the law, Lord, on this earth, but they're not above you, Lord, because you have given your son the power to cut them down to show who's the boss in this world. And we thank you, dear God, for your mercy and grace, your blessings upon us. Bless the program tonight, each and every caller, each and every listener. We ask that you reach out, Lord, and touch someone that it may open up their eyes to understand that Christ is the way. Repent, accept him into your life, and live a Christ-like life. And he will see you through. We give you honor and praise right now, dear God. All honor, glory, and praise belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Lord, because we know without a shadow of doubt that you are still in control. We do say good evening to each and every one, thanking God for you, because we know that he is the true living God. We thank him for giving us this opportunity that we have this evening, because without him, there would be no opportunities. But he has made it possible for us this evening. We love the Lord this evening. We give him honor and praise in everything that we do. We put him first in our lives and over our lives. I'm going to read this scripture. Now, it's Psalms 21:13 before we get started. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. So praise the Lord. It's all about the Lord. So many things is going on tonight that we've seen across the airwaves and everything. And I was talking with the bishop, and you know, the things that we see going on around the world and life in general and everything. And our kids is looking at these situations. And we're talking about world leaders, big-time people supposed to be. And the question is, what do we tell our children, you know, our kids, about these situations when they see things happening in life that people is really getting away with? And if it was anyone of color, I do believe that it would be a different situation for them. They wouldn't waste the time on trying to prove their innocence. They would already be claimed guilty and incarcerated. But we see our former president, and we're not judging anything. We're just talking that we see, that we know, the things that have opened up to us that he has got through and got by, and with all of the things that he tried to do when he lost the presidency, and he's got by with so much, and they know so much on him, and he's still getting by. So what do we tell our children when they see these things? And he's still saying that it's a scam. They're just trying to do these things that don't make no sense to me. I had a right to do these things. When our kids look at certain situations and they say, well, if he can get by with it, why can't we get by with it? What's the difference? Just because he's supposed to be in a higher position, he's still a human being that needs to be held accountable. But instead, they want to make a situation right that's wrong for him. So they're going to look at it and they're going to say, well, this is a situation that we've looked at and we've come to a conclusion that maybe, you know, he was in the right. Well, you look at the situation, all the things that he did, all the things that he claimed, all the chaos that he caused, all of the people that he disrespected, all of the situations. I even heard on one of the TikTok situations, he talked about all of the people over in a part of Africa. And as the world has so many people, that if they would just go ahead and kill off some to where it wouldn't make no difference about where they are. Now, this come from his mouth, and I've seen it with my own eyes and heard it as I looked at something that he mentioned over TikTok about some Africa nation of getting rid of some of the people because they was having too many children. Now, if you get a man that's supposed to be a world leader saying things about somewhere like this and people of color that he considered that need to be killed, basically is what he was saying, in order to cut down the growth around the world of people. I just don't know. And then your children, your loved ones that you see, your family members, they look at these situations in life and they wonder, well, what is right and what is wrong? And we try our best to explain these situations to our family because they see things that's telling them it's all right from one perspective. And then they realize, too, because they've been taught by the family that it's wrong. But you hear some people saying, because they're higher up in position, that it's all right to get by, to do these things. You have to continue 24/7 letting your children know they're going to face a lot of things in this world that people is going to deceive them, telling them, it's all right to do that. That's all right. You seen what happened to such and such. He got by with it. It's all right to do that. You'll get by with it too. But what they don't understand, it's a certain standard towards people of color for the situations that they getting in. And we have to make them understand they may have got by with it because of who they are, but because of who you are, it doesn't work the same way for you. We have to explain to them the wrong in it and pray with them and for them that they will get the understanding that we are there to help them, to encourage them for the right thing and not to fall in deceived by someone for the wrong thing. Because we have a lot of people out there that's deceiving our children, our loved ones, our families, And they're taking this in because they don't know the Word of God, or they haven't had it explained to them, because they don't go to church and they don't have someone to share something with them the way that it need to be shared when it comes to God's Word. Anything that we go through, if you had enough world leaders, there's plenty of them that said that they've read the Bible through 2-3 times, but that's all they've done. They've never got the spiritual feeling or the spiritual meaning of what the Word of God is saying, because if they did, they would be able to run this nation the way that God has planned for them to run it. He put everything in place, government, everything in place, for this world to be ran by man or woman the way that it should be run. And they have failed. They have stepped in on God's word. They have stepped in and changed God's word for their liking. They have made up their own ideals, their own rules and regulations for man's sake, for man and woman to follow. And as we go through, we see things in life as God's children that we don't agree with. And we know that it's wrong. That's just like you look at the gay marriages and situations in life, the way that they've given them certain rights and the law is standing behind those rights for them. To whereas if you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, then you suffer the consequences by law because of a gay relationship. And the Bible speaks on that. It's not supposed to be. So why would you give in to something that's so wrong and make it all right? You even open it up more and more for the people that's wanting to get married to let them know that it's more and more all right, and you're going to stand behind them. Well, you say you're a child of God, but you let people do as they choose, and you make a law for it. Well, it's the same way with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the one that was supposed to know the law, supposed to know God's word. They made up things to suit them. Long as it suited their cause, man didn't matter. God didn't matter. It was all about what they felt was right and wrong. When you get man to step into something that's not right, and he knows that it's not his position to step in on. And a lot of people that's up on them panels that talk about their believers in Christ, you have some that have stood up, but you have some that's claiming to be something that they're truly not. And they feel as if they're right with the lives that they live, the things that they do. What do we tell our children? What do we tell them? How do we tell them? Well, I'm opening up this mic here. I have our bishop and have another caller on and let them try to help explain it to me. What do we tell our children? And how do we tell our children? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
Hey, doing fine. Doing fine and great. Blessed every step of the way. So how
Amen.
Was your day
yes,
today?
Yes, we are. Today was wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Glad to hear it.
How was your day?
Oh, my day was all right. I can't complain. And enjoyed the great grandkids. Went to the park and played. And hadn't been long coming back from taking them roller skating and They just wore Paw clean out. So,
Paw
went ahead and enjoyed them anyway.
That's real good. I'm glad you did.
Yes, ma'am. We had a good day together. We was talking a little bit about the things going on around the world and how do we explain these things to our kids. There's a lot of things going on around the world that's deceiving people. A lot of people's claiming one thing and doing something else. A lot of people's getting by with things that's not right in life. And, you know, then we got our former president going in for situations. I can't think of how many charges that they had against him, but, you know, it was so many charges against him, you know, I'm just wondering how it's going to all work out in the end. I said, you know, and your children, they're sitting there looking and they're wondering, well, all of these things that he got by with, what do we tell our children about it when they feel like they can go? And if he gets by with these things, they say, well, hey, you know, look at him. He got by with it. Why come we can't get by with it? And we have to talk to them and explain to them these things in life that it's not equal to us all as it is to some. Some can get by and go through these situations and they make it all right for them. Then you got others. They incarcerate and they don't ask any questions about. So we have to be clear with our children to let them know there's consequences. No matter what we see in the case with him, if he don't serve out the consequences for all the wrong that he's done, we can't expect that we can do the same thing and be right. Everything that has to be done through and by the will of the Lord. If we step out of God's will and do these things that he's done and we feel that we're getting by and we were right about it, we're going to have to answer for it.
The same way
he's going to have to answer for it, whether he pays one way by them indicting him, or else whether he gets out of it in a way to where not enough's done to him. One way or another, he's going to have to answer for all of the wrong that he's done and he's still doing and all the chaos that he's caused around the world. And the ones that are working behind the scenes with him, they're going to have to answer too. So we have to let our family know that there's consequences for everything. Not man's consequences, but God's consequences, because we got to answer for the wrong that we do.
We sure do. But I'm going to tell you, the sad thing about it is money talks no matter what.
Who was that?
I said money talks no matter what. The people
get away with
doing stuff, they got money.
Yes, they do. They've got money, and they got a lot of people backing them with money.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you got money and you got people backing you with money, you know, you don't know about the judges. You don't know about the other people. You don't know who's willing to take money to be able to lie about something, to be able to change something. You know, there's so much going on in the world that's wrong. And you got so many people that's willing to do the wrong that don't care.
No, that's the thing. People just don't care anymore about nothing. Don't care about human life. They don't care about people and their feelings. They don't care about nothing. I don't think they care about the money.
What money speaks is what they listen to. When it comes to the money, money talks. Money speaks out. And the thing is, you know, with this situation that's going on now, a lot of people's paying attention to it, wondering what's going to happen. wondering what's going to take place. And we sit back and we hear them talking. And we hear him talking, and he's talking about a whole lot of it's a scam. People's just wanting to put him down. And everything that he done was right, even though they keep saying a lot of things he did was wrong. He keeps on claiming that it was right. So we already know he's going to continue to put himself in a position to whereas no matter what the people say, he's always going to be right and everybody else is wrong. He's got people standing behind him in high places that we don't even know. But yet still, there's always someone above him that can bring him down and put him in the place he needs to be. We're praying that God intervenes for it all, knowing the situations, to let him see that he's not so high up, he can't be dealt with.
That's true. That's true. I tell you,
our
it's amazing.
Got to realize these things. They see these things and they're looking at it, and they see how we've already went through and we've already been done. We've been done in situations where it's unexplainable. We've already been through these changes. We've already been through the changes in life and the struggle, and we're still going through them. But yet still, now they're faced with these struggles, and they don't understand the situations that have been before. They feel like everything's all right. But time's going to come that they're all going to answer to someone. No matter how much bad they think they're going to get by with, they'll never get by with it.
That's true. That is real true.
Bishop, you want to give us some in look on this? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Bishop. You still with us? Yeah, I try to look at the situations and the way that the Bible teaches us, the way that we're supposed to teach our children, bring them up. And as long as we follow the Word of God and do His will, you know, that's all we can do.
Uh-huh.
We can't be with our children 24/7. We can't be with them, things that they may face sometimes. But they're going to face things in life. And all we want them to do is make the right decisions. But it starts at home.
That's
right. We have to teach them what is right. We have to talk to them about what is wrong. We have to explain to them how this world is. Jesus is the only solution for anything. And we have to share that with them to let them know Christ is the only thing that we face, anything that we do. If these world leaders had more Christ in their lives and was sincere from their hearts, this would be a better thing. But it seems as if they're getting farther and farther away from the truth. And they just continue to live that lie and build it up.
But they just don't care for it.
No, they don't want the truth to be told. They would rather for you to believe a lie and be deceived off of what they say and what they do. And make people feel that it's right. But it's wrong.
I agree.
You know. It's sad that we live in that kind of world, but we do. Our children, we don't talk to them enough about certain things as they grow up. They have things in their life that we just need to talk to them more about and let them know. They're facing a lot of evil in the world. They're facing a lot of chaos in the world. Even when they go to school, they don't go to school to be happy no more because they don't know when someone can do something. So the thing is, we don't know how bad we have got to constantly do. Teach and pray with them, whatever it takes.
I agree.
And carry them, but there's always something better than getting involved in something that's not so good. Because Christ is real. After how many times people can say that God is real. And with
yes,
him, we can make it in this world. With him, we can make it in this world. I remember when we was young, we'd see a lot of things. We didn't have too many channels on the black and white TV. And we'd sit there and we'd look at stuff on TV. But you didn't see a lot of mess on TV back then when we was growing up that you see now on TV. You see so much stuff on TV nowadays and everything. It seems as if everything, there's something going on every time you turn around. You looked at TV back then, you didn't even pay attention to all of those things going on. You just went ahead and did what you had to do.
Nothing like that.
No.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of this chaos going on in the world. Yeah, wasn't a lot of these things happening in the world.
Uh-huh. People don't care anymore. They care about money, but that's it.
That's all they care about is making it for themselves. And not caring about anyone else because no one else means nothing to them. It's all about them.
They sure do.
And all you can do is do the best that you can do for you and yours. And sometimes, you know, we don't have enough of that. We need more men, more of our black men to step up and stand out. We're lacking in the world. Our children need help. Our families need help. Our mothers need help. And we just don't have enough of them standing up in the world to be able to stand out in that place of need.
Uh-huh.
If we could get more standing up and speaking out and being able to help encourage these young people, these young men, we wouldn't have so many of our young men getting in trouble all the time because they would have someone talking to them that would care for them. And that's what they need. They need someone that's going to care for them to where they can feel the love and they won't get caught up in this mess. They won't get situated into a messed up world as it is messed up now because this world's upside down.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you look and you just don't realize what the situation is going to become because of the way people are. You have people, like you said, they don't care if it's not about money. Then they don't care. They don't want to hear it. If you don't talk about something worthwhile to them, they don't want to hear it. But we know that God, he is the answer. He sent his son for our cause to help us, to see us through. And if we continue to trust and believe in Christ in our lives and teach our families likewise, we can make it. It's going to be hard sometimes.
Uh-huh.
We're going to face situations in our lives that are not going to be so good. But the thing is, we can make it with Christ alone.
That's right. I tell you, people just turn their back. Yeah, people just turn their backs on the true Christ. They don't care. They try to, I mean, this church will let in and everything in and let them do whatever they want to. I was on YouTube one day, and I seen all this church, the local church here in Winston. They were on there, and there was like, it was all jumping around and stuff, and I turned it on, and it was all that secular music and stuff. The R&B and all that. I was like, you church?
Yeah.
The Bible says there has to be a difference. But people are not taking the difference. They're like, whatever, because the churches now, they want people and they want more money, and they're accepting any and everything.
We have to separate ourselves from amongst some of this mess.
Do you remember when T.D. Jakes used to do those Dallas conventions and all those programs and stuff? Well, I was T.D. Jakes fan until I started seeing his commercials and the stuff he was doing, and I was like, oh no. I cannot follow somebody that don't truly serve the Lord, because you can't be dancing, breakdancing, and doing all the jumping around and shaking your butt and stuff like that. You can't be doing all that and being a Christian.
No. That's not Christ-like.
No,
that's
it's
just
not.
Like I was looking at YouTube the other day, and it had Kurt, what's his name?
Kurt Franklin?
Kurt Franklin, the singer. It had him on there, and he was doing some stuff, and they was questioning on what he was doing, the dancing and stuff that he was doing. And that was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that from Kurt Franklin. And I said, Lord, I said, they're bringing the world into everything that they do now. Now, you can't bring the world into the things that you do. That's not what Christ is all about.
No, it's not.
Christ is not about nothing like that. But you have people bringing the world into the work of God, and you know that it's not right. You cannot follow anything like that. That's deceiving people to make them think that you're living one way, but you're doing something else that's not right.
If you have true doctrine,
true teaching, the truth from the Word of God, then you know better. But they get so big in life, and they feel like after they get so big, well, we can do this and get by with it. But people's looking at you. People is looking at you no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing. People has their eyes on you. And we have to be careful. Be careful for nothing. We have to be careful because we don't know what people's looking at. We do not know how people's looking at situations in our lives, but people is paying attention, and they are seeing things that they shouldn't see in life that you're doing. Yes, it's happening. And I'm like, sometimes I go like, I say, well, Lord, just help me. Help me, Lord, to just do the things that I should. Help me, Lord, to just be the person that I should be before you. Because without him, I'm nothing. I can't do anything. I can't say anything because he has to be first in my life. As long as he's first in my life, then, I can speak on that I know that's right. Because I'm not looking to get out here and serve the Lord all this time and then have one little mess up and have my life lost because of falling where I know that was wrong. We have to continuously seek the Lord and continuously look at him through everything we go through. Because the thing is, it don't matter. At the end of the day, whatever we go through, he's still on our side. He's still the answer for everything that we go through. And can't nobody change that.
That's right.
If we love the Lord and we have him in our hearts, can't nobody change that, because our life is just to live the best that we can and do the best that we can to serve him. And if we do that, we are right as believers, because we're believers,
uh-huh,
and we're doing what thus saith the Lord. We don't have to get caught up in this worldly mess. Just because we're in the world, we don't have to live of the world, because the Lord has let us know to come up from amongst these things that we know.
Uh-huh.
True, false leaders, false doctrine, false living. You have so much going on that we just don't know anymore, unless we trust the Lord to lead and guide. We have to pray for that discernment of spirit so we'll know that he will lead us, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth and understanding, that we may see,
uh-huh,
that it is the Lord that we serve, not man. Man wants you to serve him, but no, we don't serve man. That's like, I'm going to read this scripture right here. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Everything that was said there in those two verses was about God and the Spirit. It didn't say,
uh-huh,
man and anything. It said God. In the beginning was God, you know, he,
uh-huh,
created the heaven and the earth. God created,
uh-huh,
that. It didn't say anything about no man. So why would the world feel as if they have say-so over anything without the Lord? They make it about themselves.
Because it's right up in themselves.
They make it about themselves.
Right up in,
they forget about,
uh-huh,
the true creator. Without God creating, there would be no creation. There would be no money.
Uh-huh.
There would be no whatever they feel that they may have. There would be no positions in the positions that they feel that they have. You know, it says in the beginning God. It didn't say in the beginning man. So,
no, it said in the, no,
seen by so much. So we look at it again and say, well, what do we tell our children? We tell our children this is where it all started from. In the beginning, God. This is what we tell our children. And when they look,
uh-huh,
at it and say, well, man's doing this, a man said that, then we have to go back and look at it again. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So if he did it, that means man didn't do nothing without
now,
God.
The only thing man is, done is just obliterate the Lord. It's just telling y'all to bypass the Lord because they're going to do something themselves.
That's right. They want to raise themselves up above God. But look what,
uh-huh,
happened to Satan. Look what happened to Satan,
uh-huh,
and the third of angels that was kicked out of heaven. Because he wanted to be above. God didn't allow him to be above. So what make man think that he can be above and do what God does? He can't do it.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah, this is what this man feels, that, you know, everything that he done that's wrong, that everybody's against him and everything's a lie. But he's caused so much trouble and chaos in this world. Opened up,
uh-huh,
the Klansman and everybody to come out and show their true colors. It caused a lot of confusion between different nationalities and everything, and they felt that it was all right because it was him, and they believed in him. Now, if you don't believe in a man,
that's why all these people
strongly, you're not believing in what God is and what God says, then one day you're going to fall. You're going to fall hard because God is the only source of it all. And then the third verse said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it said, and God was in everything that had to be done with this
whole
earth.
You cannot bypass God.
And you can't, it lets you know, it didn't say anything about any man, anywhere, in these verses. It said God.
Nowhere.
So, if God was the reason for it all, why are we looking to man to be able to do anything for us? If it hadn't have been for God sending his only begotten son, that we may have an opportunity at eternal life, we couldn't do anything. So it's all about God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and it still doesn't say anything about man until God come in human form in the flesh as fully human. Then it spoke on the man, God. But it wasn't no man still yet that did anything that was so great that God brought on human form that he could come to die for the sin of the world, that we may have an opportunity to live throughout eternity if we wanted to, because it was our own free will that he let us choose. He chose us for a certain job. That job was to serve him for his glory and honor, but he gave us the choice to choose that situation in our lives. And it's up to us to make the right decisions, or else we will face eternal damnation. That's what we tell our children. We start out with in the beginning. In the beginning, God. That's what we tell our children. I know the bishop said, what do we tell our children? We have to explain to our children in the beginning it wasn't man. It was all about God. What God says, what his word says, we have to let them know it's always a better way when it comes to the Lord being involved in our lives. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have
everlasting life.
And if we have that, we have the majority. We have everything that we need in Christ Jesus. We don't need anything else. Because you live for the Lord, money and all of that comes. We don't even know who it's going to come through or who it's going to come from. But God will make a way out of no way for you through someone.
Yes, he will.
And you don't even know when or how it's going to happen. So I believe tonight. I trust in the Lord tonight. I don't trust in man tonight for anything. We have, that's like our Bishop R.C. Bryant. at Unity New Zion Temple Church. He tells us, read it for yourself, because your soul is too important for to take my word for it. He said, even though I'm not going to lead you wrong, read it for yourself so you will know. He said, because your soul is too important to just take my word for it, even though we know he's not going to lead us wrong. But when you read it for yourself and study it for yourself, it's a certain type of difference that comes about.
Yes, it is.
When you know the man of God, you know the man of God has given you truth and the true word of God, and you read it for yourself, and you know that he's giving you truth, and he told you to read that truth and study that truth, observe that truth. And that's what makes all the difference to getting that true doctrine that is needed in your life. We have to get the true doctrine of the word of God in our lives. We can't take false teaching, false doctrine.
And it's a lot of that going on now.
There's a lot of it going on now. So much of it. So much of it. You know, I've come in contact with Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormon people, and things that I've said to them and the questions that I asked them concerning their books and words, they couldn't give me the answers that I was looking for. And Jehovah's Witnesses, when I told them that I didn't believe in their doctrine, one of the men that was supposed to be a pastor for them, he got upset with me. And, you know, he come to the house, we sat, we talked, and I told him, I said, we can talk. I said, we can even go out to eat as long as we keep to our own. And we don't have to discuss this. We can go as people, as friends, and just have a meal together, laugh and talk about anything outside of your belief or my belief, and go on. I won't get mad about that. But when he got mad about my belief, he got mad about what I believed in, and I didn't get mad about what he believed in. I just told him, I don't believe in what you believe. And it upset him. I said, so you know the wrong was there within him, not me. Because I'm getting the true word of God. I'm not getting a man-made doctrine. As I looked it up, and it said Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and two or three other religious leaders said there was man-made. They wasn't from, like, the book that God gave the 40 men, spiritual men, the words to write in this word. Their word was man-made. So I know better than to believe a lie and to be deceived by something wrong. But it takes us reading God's word, the true God's word, and being taught by the true doctrine of the people of God to be able to understand and know that it's real. So we teach our children the same way, but it always begins with, in the beginning, God. We put him first because he was first.
Oh, yes, he was.
He's the first and the last.
He is first.
Yes. Well, I guess we're about to the end of our program, but I have enjoyed you, ma'am, and also
I enjoyed you too, sir.
Callers. And all of our other callers, we thank God for you. We're continuing to pray for you. We love you. And we just hope that God continues to bless you in a special way and continues to strengthen you in your body as you go forth.
Oh, yes.
And we will, Saturday night, Lord's will, at 8 o'clock, we'll be on again. And
love you, love you,
then,
with you.
Until then, the Lord's will say shalom and God bless.
God bless, shalom. Love you, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Love you.